go right into the Word tonight. I don't like to do the same thing all the time. You follow behind the Holy Spirit. You get in a routine, and sometimes you cannot change. In order to train people, you cannot have a method you go by. You have to flow with the Holy Spirit. We're going to open our Bibles to a very familiar scripture to begin with. The intercessors have prayed. And I want you to open your Bibles to Matthew 16. You know the subject, Holy Spirit, continue unlocking the supernatural life in me. And so this is a lesson of maturity tonight. Holy Spirit, continue unlocking. Now there's a secret here that has to be unfolded to you about unlocking the supernatural. The secret will be given to you by the very person of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit will help me tonight. I'll be talking to you. He'll be talking to you too. Yes, all right. The Holy Spirit and I will be talking to you. You had Matthew 16. Yes, two verses. You've heard them many times, but tonight they are going to unravel the spirit world to you, that you can make steps in the spirit that will make you far advanced than what's going on around you. So, advancing steps will be released to you, and making those steps, you will be far ahead of Satan, the system, and anything else trying to mess with you. Now, these verses are so familiar that I would have to ask the Holy Spirit, who is unraveling things to us in the highest form of operating in the spirit, in Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19. 18 and 19. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You see that? And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, so we see the keys are given us. Right? Did the scripture say he give us the keys, right? And the keys come by revelation, right? You with me? All right. The revelation of the keys never run out. So, fresh, new, revelation that you need, the person who know about the keys more than anybody else is the Holy Spirit. So we have the keys, but at different times when we need to use the keys, they are not fleshly keys. They are not academic keys. They are spiritual keys, and the only trainer is the Holy Spirit. He knows how to use the key. So we're saying the Holy Spirit continue unlocking the supernatural life in me is where we're going to go tonight. And so the supernatural life has to be continuously revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Sit down, get ready to write. Here's a statement that will be productive in your life from this night forward. It sounds simple, but it's by us knowing that the Holy Spirit is the one who really know how to use the key. And he's willing to train us. And so we're giving him permission tonight. We're saying to him, Holy Spirit, continue unlocking the supernatural life in me. Now, I don't know. I haven't ran up on a time of giving the Holy Spirit this opportunity. And I had not ran up on the insight fully that those keys can't be used mentally. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
So there are some places that you haven't gone in the Spirit that the Holy Spirit is going to start unlocking those spaces or showing you how to use those keys to unlock those spaces for you. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Some things will begin to happen in your life, and you're going to know why. There are areas that freedom going to come in, and you will know now because you're going through this lesson, but you will know that you're in a new position. Listen very carefully. Your potentials are so great that you don't even know half of your potential. But when the Holy Spirit starts unlocking your potentials, your days of being an average Christian is over. Tell yourself supernatural things are about to happen to me on a daily basis. Your normal living are over tonight. Because you're being introduced to The revelation kills them. They're going to train you in revelation in situations that you don't know how to handle. You don't know how to unlock. You're sitting here some things, some of you tonight. I know I keep mentioning my son with his sight. We're going to unlock their sight. Just, oh, yes. Oh, yes. I got a letter from a woman. She wrote it. She says she watched Kenny Copeland all the time, and Kenny Copeland mentioned my name. And she said she ain't paid no mind. And she wanted a baby. And Ken and Gloria mentioned my name again. So she looked for me on YouTube many years ago, she said. And she got pregnant. And she wondered what the name of the baby. I said, name the baby Leroy. And she said, thank you so much. All you need is for it to be unlocked. So the statement, you must learn how to yield your spirit, your soul, and body to God at all times. Now, you know, you got Romans 12, 1 through 3. That's where they do it. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24. It talks about you sanctify your whole spirit, soul, and body. Or present your body as a living sacrifice. Or be not conformed to the world, be transformed, Romans 12, 2, by the renewing of your mind. In Romans 12, 3, don't let your mind get between your faith and God. Your mind sometimes block your faith off. Now, you will have to constantly be operated on to remain unlocked. Yes. Here's two keys you can use. But now you're going to recognize when you're using these two keys from now on, you're unlocking the supernatural. Prayer and meditation. Now from now on when you're praying, recognize you're unlocking. When you're meditating, recognize that you're unlocking. You're unlocking the spirit world. Prayer and meditation unlocks the spirit world. It unlocks your privileges as a supernatural child of God. It unlocks your divine nature to flow freely. It unlocks the gifts of the Spirit. Unlocks the fruit of the Spirit. Unlock grace, unlock prayer, just unlock faith. See, unlock miracles, signs and wonders. You haven't had enough miracles. We talk about them, but what about having them? See, we talk about unlocking the supernatural. We talk about not living a normal life, but living a supernatural life. The keys of prayer and meditation now. So when you pray, recognize that you're learning more specifically how to use the key. And while you're praying, something in your life may be unlocked that you've been trying to get unlocked a long time. The question came up when I was writing these notes, are you ready to spend the days of heaven on earth? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, here's how it's going to happen. I need you tonight listening with the intent to do. What I say?
Listening with the intent to do.
other words, the night does not end tonight. Spiritual thing, you got to spend time with them for them to manifest in your life. Some things you got to get out of the way. Some people you got to get out of the way. Some demon you got to get out of the way. Some people too big in your eye. You look up to them too much. And you'll never get by their level because you're looking to them too much. And they ain't going no farther. So in order for the thing that God's going to say to us tonight to manifest and to be demonstrated in our lives, I need you to listen with the intent to do. And if you do that, you will experience, listen to this now, the Holy Ghost working through you constantly. The Holy Ghost is ready to work through you constantly. No matter how things look, no matter what anybody else say, if you know that, you will have your life in a yielding position. That the Spirit can bring me beyond anything that shows up. Turn to 1 Corinthians with me. Chapter 2. I've got to keep going there because it's more in those verses than we have ever seen. You carry it in apostolic territory. New portals open, new pathway open, new paces are open, just a whole new spectrum of dimension in the spirit world. Now I expect, I've been teaching about 5-10 minutes, the Holy Spirit to drop an anointing in here that you know you're going into a different zone. Your problem is going to be easily solved. Even your desires are being put on a platter to set before you from this day forward. Your desire. Yeah, praise God. In 1 Peter 2, in order to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, in order to function in the Spirit properly, you cannot be dull. How can I say this, Holy Spirit? You're going to have to be ministered to properly. What do you mean by ministered to properly? See, a lot of times people think ministry is based on sound, rhymes, songs, feeling good. But that's not it. As the Spirit will, we must minister. See, here in 1 Corinthians 2, two things you need, faith and wisdom. I see it right there. Thank you, Lord. Faith and wisdom. And faith and wisdom does not come with eloquence. It comes by connection. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matter of fact, tonight, you about to connect with a rim that you have never connected with before. It'll be so simple. But you're going to be stronger. You know for a fact, listen very carefully. I don't have to go by my feeling. My feeling can't tell me I'm losing. My feeling don't determine how I come out. I don't walk by feeling. You can finish that, right? So it says here, the Apostle Paul talks about kingdom preaching. I just heard that. Kingdom preaching. How kingdom preaching work? What kind of preaching unfold the kingdom in me? What kind of preaching unfold the kingdom within me? It's not a feeling preaching. It's not the sound of the preaching, it's sound preaching. We've been trying to live by the sound, but it wasn't the right sound. See, preaching is not a song. No, preaching is a word from God. Everything corporananta, everything you're dealing with should be worked on tonight. You didn't come here for no social reason. You came here for a spiritual reason. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, the Holy Spirit knows that. And he will reveal to you what you need to do while you sit here. Quietness and peace will come in your spirit when you get properly in the presence of God. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are you really listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch this. Because this would sound foolish to the average organized Christian. The organized Christian. The organized Christian. You got some Christians so organized that they look at their watch, the time, it's time to finish. Or it's time to sing. Or it's time to pray. And that ain't in the spirit world. That's y'all made it up. So Paul, who won't listen to this man here? And verse 1, and I, brother, when I came and you came not with excellence of speech or wisdom. Why, my God. Declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? And so when Paul said, hallelujah, and I was with you in weakness. What? And in fear. What? And in much trembling. Well, you want him to preach, do you? And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Man's wisdom. Man's wisdom. But in demonstration of the Spirit and a power. Are y'all still listening?
Yes, sir.
Now notice verse 5. Notice verse 5. He's trying to bring you somewhere. Paul was bringing the Corinthians to a place they need to go. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And he goes on further to tell you, you're not going to be able to catch the revelation mentally. Or psychologically, it has to come in the spirit. We are talking about positioning ourselves that the Holy Spirit can continue unlocking the supernatural in our lives. We already got the keys because he gave us the keys. Imagine, the keys come by revelation, but revelation called for revelation. Because if you start out, you start off walking in revelation and walk into religion, you're going to be locked down in the same spot thinking you're going somewhere. So revelation after revelation after revelation after revelation got to keep on coming through your prayer and meditation. Your prayer and meditation brings revelation. So the supernatural life, come on, Holy Ghost, the supernatural life is a revelatory life. It's not a reading life. It's not a ritual life. It's a life that receives fresh instruction that the English language can't understand. And that man, the average man, when you're walking in revelation, the average person gonna look at your cross eyes because they don't understand that you're not operating as a man, but you're operating as a God. So y'all scared of that? See, God wants you operating in his nature, in his power. Listen to the next word. In his confidence. You notice? Nothing changed in your eyesight, but you know it's changed. Everything looked the same, but you know it's changing. Good God Almighty. I said everything looked the same, but because you in the spirit, you know it's changing. Something changing right now. Something you thought you couldn't have is changing right now because your trust is out of the natural. You stepped off into the supernatural. Look at verse 9 and 10 quickly. I'll read the other verse about God's wisdom. God's wisdom is different. But it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. You see that? Yes. The things which God had prepared for them that love him. But, look at the next verse now. But God has what?
Revealed.
Now when you hear the word reveal, who you think about? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the revealer. And here's what the Spirit of God said to me to tell you now. You're going to be shocked to how simple the answer is to what you thought was so complicated. In the sense realm, it's complicated. In the spirit realm, it's simple. You know why? This little statement may not mean much to you, but I'm going to say it. There's nothing complicated to the Holy Ghost. What? I said, what? There's nothing. Listen, I want your spirit to hear that. I want your heart to hear it. I want your mind to hear this. From the pulpit, there's nothing complicated to the Holy Ghost. Oh, my Jesus. So whatever it is up in here tonight, whatever online, it's no complication. The church is the only place you can go that nothing is complicated. You can sit in a mansion, you can sit in the government hall, but when you come in the realm of the spirit, nothing complicated because he knows all things. So why you sit here tonight and think you're going to deal with that the rest of your life? Why you can't come to the point that it's over in the presence of God, trusting him with all your heart? And what? Leaning not on your own. That's the problem. Leaning not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And what do you do? Direct your path. Wake up in the morning knowing that my path is directed by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
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 It's
nothing complicated up in here. I don't care how long it's been in your family. When you come to the revelation of the Holy Spirit, he don't only revelate, he anoints. Yes. He gives you the revelation and he anoints you with the power to do it. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, write that down. He gives me the revelation and he anoints me with power to do it. His kind of power. Not mine. Remember, the supernatural is demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1 and look again at our identification in another realm beyond physical, beyond a church member. Really see what it means to have lack precious faith. What it means to have a divine nature. What it means to have divine promises. What it means to have your faith soaked in the fruit of the Spirit. Yes. Other words, when things don't go right, you still walk in love. Yes. Can't get you upset, can't get you angry. You catch yourself before you say that crazy thing. Oh, my. I hear the Holy Ghost saying something now. What is being transpired in here tonight is we're going to cut off all shortage of your faith. When things look like they're not working right, you might say something dumb. That's cut off. You might make a dumb call. Call the wrong person. That's cut off. Be still and know I'm God. Y'all know when y'all made the wrong move. Don't sit there like you ain't never made no wrong move. But you see, the wisdom of the Spirit going to put you in a new category. See, because his wisdom going to be in there. The Holy Ghost wisdom. Ooh, my goodness. So in 2 Peter there, chapter 1, 1 through 10, is a divine setup of you functioning in your divine nature properly. If I function in my divine nature properly, that means my functioning going to be supernatural. God desire for his children to function in the Spirit, to function in the supernatural, to function in cooperation with the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing the Holy Spirit can't solve. There's nothing the Holy Spirit can't change. There's nothing the Holy Spirit can't expose. There's nothing the Holy Spirit can't reveal. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You sure you follow me? Every Christian has supernatural potential, oh my, on the inside of them, waiting to manifest on the outside of them. Supernatural potential. Now, that's where you've been robbed at. See, you've been having partnership in the place of your potential. Everybody trying to be a partner. No, you need to know how to operate in your potential. You have every child of God, listen to me, you have supernatural potentials on the inside of you. In other words, you can override anything Satan sends. And tonight, you're being anointed to override anything that's trying to hold you down. No, y'all ain't received. Y'all ain't heard me. I call Leroy. Come on, Leroy. Y'all. Tonight, you're being anointed to override anything that's trying to hold you down.
Because you're locking hand with the Holy Ghost. You're yielding to the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is God himself came in another form so you can be united with him as a spirit. So I'm really not talking to your body. I'm really not talking to your senses. I'm really not talking to your situation. I ain't talking to your sister either. I'm talking to your spirit. Sometimes you call her and she give you wrong advice. Girl, you ought to leave him. Now, the Lord didn't say that. The Lord said, stay with him. You thought she was going to give you some help. Somebody, you ought to leave him. She ain't got nobody and she wants you to go with her. I ain't leave my man. Might go down the street and find her with him. Oh, my Lord, help me. I need help. All right, now here's where we fall off at, because some of y'all might be sitting here pretending. You see, now pretenders can't go where I'm talking about. So let me give you the statement so you can have the statement. Potentials plural, will not be fulfilled by pretenders. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. See, if you're just a good church-going person and pretending, you're not going to catch this. But thank God we ain't got nobody here like that. Y'all better talk up. Y'all want to talk up, I'm going to call you out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
My life changing right now.
Thank God,
for the better.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, I'm not going to read it. The 11th through the 16th verse of Ephesians 4 is one of our place of working from now that every Christian should be able to defend themselves.
Yes.
You can't come and depend on a preacher. He ain't in the morning about an hour and something. You got all the rest of the week, all them hours. You need to know how to use the sword yourself. You need to know how to praise God yourself. You need to know how to meditate yourself. You need to know how to dance when you got a problem yourself. Dance your way out. Praise your way out. Love your way out.
Yes.
Love your enemy.
Yes.
Nobody can handle love. Nobody can stop love. Love is so powerful.
Yes.
Then Hebrews 2, 1 through 4 will help your potentials will not be fulfilled by pretenders. Pretenders. Lord have mercy. I've been around some. I know them too. Oh yeah, I know them. Yes, sir. I get a pretending member. I know them. They won't last long though. But I know them. I know them. And in the days back, my daughter would have a vision. And somebody trying to set me up. My daughter tell me their whole name, address, and everything. The Holy Spirit said, then if my daughter don't see it, one of my sons see it. And they don't know what they're talking about. They said, Dad, I just want to tell you. And they call the person name. But they don't, they're just innocent. The daddy is so-so. And they tell me what kind of clothes they had on, everything. So I just keep my eyes on them. That's been going on for years. God used my children in the gifts of the Spirit, all of them. And not a one of them haven't told me something they saw. So I see, I got backup. I'm training, I'm training pastors now, apostolic families, how to get their children close to them and train them. I'm in the process of doing that now. Yeah, I called three daughters this week, huh? Three daughters, talked to each one of them individually. We're going to train our children. Say, young little pretty girl, something like that. You're going to be trained, girl. You understand me? All right. You're going to do what we tell you to do. And you ain't going to be stupid. And all little joker going to be, little joker going to be whistling up in your ear. And train these little boys to be boys. I tell you, if I see one walking like a sister, I'm going to slap him. I don't care if it's your grandchild or who it is. Come here, I'll slap you. Now, listen very carefully. The supernatural is grace and faith operating in their oneness. Your grace ownership and your faith stewardship. Your faith is stewardshipping what you already own. We don't have to beg. It belonged to us. Jesus already paid for it. So when your grace and faith is in the right space, you got it covered. If you understand that. Notice that I didn't say feeling. Huh? Yes, sir. All right. So I wrote this. Let the grace in me and the faith in me operate as one at all times. Now, watch what happens to your life. Everything will change when you learn this. Now watch what happened to your life. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24, and Hebrews 4 and 12. Because there's going to have to be supernatural operation that take place on you on a daily basis. Let the Holy Ghost operate on you every day. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24, and Hebrews 4 and 12. The word of God is quick and powerful. Need to be operated on. That's what you're being not right now. You don't, whether you know it or not, you're on the operating table. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man. Leroy talked about my two computers, so I didn't bring none tonight. Now I'm gonna run seven things by you right here. Turn to Joshua 1:8-9. We're gonna look at that. I'm gonna have you read it. I'm going to change it up a little. I'm going to let you read, and I'm going to talk. Joshua 1, verse 8 and 9. Ready to read. Wait a minute. You're going to sit here and take my time and not going to read? You don't have a Bible? You ain't passed the grade that you don't read when I say read. The Holy Spirit is trying to get something to you. You ain't that deep. So I look out there and see who's reading. Because if you're not paying attention, you're wasting my time. Because every move that I'm making, I'm yielding as much as possible to the Holy Spirit, that a manifestation and a visitation can come in here tonight. I ain't waiting on tomorrow. I've seen the Spirit fall many times. But you just got to expect for the Holy Spirit to do something out of the ordinary. He's here. But if there's disrespect, he's not going to move. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Read. What the night voice said. Now, meditation is looking on the inside of God's word, which will begin to change everything. Meditation is not looking on the outside of God's word. Meditation is looking on the inside of God's word. Which will begin to change everything. Is it possible? It didn't change because you were looking at the outside of it. There's another thing must take place. Spiritual operations. What I said?
Spiritual operations.
Plural. Spiritual operation must take place continuously. Hebrews 4:12. And look at John 6:63. Look at John 6:63. Oh, my goodness. John 6:63. Spiritual operation must take place continuously. And you know you got Matthew 4:42. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But look at that. Look what happened. Look what happened when the word comes out of the mouth of God. Look, oh my, look what happened when the word and the spirit connect properly. It is the spirit that make alive, right? Quicken it. The flesh probably what? Nothing. And the flesh don't want hollering. You ain't going to make it. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They're divine. They're supernatural. They are unstoppable. They're spirit and they're life. See, whatever you need to be resurrected out of, or whatever you need to be resurrected to, is in that word. Praying in the spirit on purpose to stay connected to the supernatural flow in you. Praying in the spirit on purpose to stay connected to the supernatural flow that is in you. Let's look at that. Look at Romans 8:26. Let's look at it. Let's look at moving from your infirmity to intercession to the mind of the spirit, to the will of God, to the love of God, to the purpose of God. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. How many of y'all know you got infirmity? Yes, if you ain't got no infirmity, you're not here. Because I'm looking at bodies. All bodies have infirmities. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmity. You know we got it. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot. Look at the word infirmities. Underline that in your Bible. Underline the word intercession. Intercession is the answer to your infirmity. Go to the next verse. And he that searches the heart knows what is the what? Because he does what? Go to the next verse. Oh. What is it? All things? Now, in order for that to happen, I know that kind of life. But when something came up that you know is not right, you can't let it interrupt.
That's right.
Your good life. You can't be afraid. You can't let fear take over. You got to keep going, act like nothing ain't happening. Don't go telling everybody. Let me call somebody. Y'all know what happened? In my 57 years of preaching, they never heard me come to this pulpit complaining about nothing. I ain't never asked you to pray for nothing. I pray for myself. I know y'all praying for me, you understand? Just shut up. Ignore Satan. Act like nothing ain't happened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make up your mind, you're going to be always blessed. Stepping into high flows of anointing. Write that down. Stepping into high flows of anointing. Like Luke 4:18. Stepping into high flows of anointing. Letting supernatural faith flow on a daily basis. And you go back to Hebrews 2, 1 through 4, and 4, 1 through 3. Now in this territory, I wrote, all blessings are ready to flow. They cannot be blocked anymore. All blessings are ready to flow and they can't be blocked no more. Proverbs 10:22. Turn now. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. We get out early tonight. I preached an hour and a half Sunday, didn't I? 1 hour and 27 minutes. I didn't know I preached that long, man. Yeah. When it came on, TV, 1 hour 20. I said, good God almighty. I'm supposed to be cutting back. I'm cutting up. The blessing of the Lord, it make it rich. Wait a minute. The blessing of the Lord, it make it rich. And he added no sorrow with it. So where the sorrow coming from? Your enemy. Your enemy trying to make you sorrow. You know? It ain't doing no good to be rich if you're going to be sorrowful.
Oh, my.
You're being trained how to yield to the outpouring of God's presence. Listen, presence, plans, provision, and power. You're being trained tonight, in here tonight, how to yield to the outpouring. To the what?
Power.
God's presence. Say it, present.
Plans,
provisions,
and power.
Joel 2, 23 to 32. And listen carefully, because it's not Sunday school stuff here. I don't care how you feel. Shut up. That's the problem now, you're feeling. I ain't teaching no feeling, I'm teaching faith. You got to learn how to fight. You got to learn how to fight, and then you got to learn how to flow. Huh? Are y'all hearing me? Listen, this is good stuff. Watch this. You're being trained how to yield to the outpouring of God's presence, plans, provision, and power. You got Joel 2:23-32. I'm going on. Flowing in gifts, administration, operations, and manifestation. That's 1 Corinthians 12, 4-11. You get 89 messages tonight. One Wednesday night. You're getting 89 messages in an hour and so. Understanding the power of the anointing. Isaiah 10:27, y'all know what that said. Acts 10:38, y'all know what that was said. 1 John 2:27, y'all know what that said. Luke 4:18, y'all know what that said. But it's true now, y'all don't know him. Go to Isaiah 10:27.
Hallelujah!
And she's going to pay that. That day that his burden shall be taken from off thy shoulders, thank God. And his yoke from off thy neck, thank God. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Thank God. Thank God. Say thank God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healed all who was oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 John 2:27. Come on, get it. 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing, which you have received of him, what did he say about it?
Abide
in you, and you need not that any man teach you. What? But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and it's true, and there's no lie. What's in that voice say? There's no lie, it's something else. You know, let me tell you the truth about this thing. You just got to look a little silly sometimes if you really want to get in the spirit. You can't be all pietistic and everything planned, you have all in place. That ain't about all that. You're dealing with the spirit. Get out the mirror anyway. Shout and let your hair down. Give God the glory. Ain't nobody looking at you anyway. Old preacher, you say you need to get ugly for Jesus. We don't talk about that no more. We don't know nothing about that. Yeah, even now and then you're going to get a little ugly. I don't care what nobody think about me. Hallelujah. I've had some ugly moments in my life. I trust God. They say I wasn't going to make it, but I made it. So nobody ever crossed that ditch before. I said, I'm going to cross it. But I had my confidence in him. Hallelujah. And he never let me down. I said, he never let me down. And I want to tell you something tonight. He will never let you down. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, he making me to lie down. Green pasture. He lead me. That's not just a quote, you know. That's a revelation. That's a reality. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Yes. Then after he prepared a table, he nudged my head at all. Yes. Then he bring me a cup running over. Yes. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I said, tell three people I serve a good God. I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody help me praise him. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Tell your neighbor next to you, I love you. Hallelujah. I love you. Hallelujah. I love you. Hallelujah. I love you. Hallelujah. You're going to tell him you're going to make it. Tell them, this is your night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The outpouring, infilling, overflowing, and knowing how to yield and flow are key factors to the supernatural. Joel 2:28-32, Acts 2:1-4. John 7. I know when to set up. You do your job. Spending days of heaven on earth. I've seen many of them. Spending days of heaven on earth. Deuteronomy 11:21. Nothing and no one can stop you now in this life and the life to come. How to continually activate the divine power that is within you. I have said,
I have divine power
within me. I wrote a note here. The power has always been there waiting to flow. Yes. Wow. There are keys to activate this power that will be given to you by gifts, administration, and operation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit.